easiest to ask your ex to go out with you. Salman, I don't think anyone has the swag that Salman Bhai has. Like, his swag is just like, but Shah Rukh has always been like a lover boy. Never. That boy would have been chopped to pieces along with my side and put in a bonfire outside my house. You have no idea. Like,
koimoi.com.
It is, that's Loki ka ras. So basically, I'm sure you must have played this game or maybe heard about it. It's called Never Have I Ever. But this is with, yeah, it's with a twist. And to give it a personal connect, we have named it as Loki ka ras with Lakshmi. So, you know, the idea is that I will give you 10 situations and you have to take a sip if you have done that. Okay. So by the end of the game, you will turn much healthier and we'll come to know your deep dark secrets.
Oh, God. All right. Okay.
You're going to say that I'm putting a married woman in trouble, but
yeah, dude. You're obviously not married, I can tell. You wouldn't be framing these questions right now. Go ahead.
Asked an ex out on a date again. Please elaborate.
I can never take a no for an answer. So, And it's easiest to ask your ex to go out with you, I feel. Like, you know, if it's been a good breakup and you've been single for a while, you're like, chalo yaar, let's give this another shot. And then it was a disaster. That's why they're called exes. Because let them be.
I'm not going to push further. I'm going to let it be. Let it rest.
Please
here.
Be. Yeah.
Not paid the bill at a restaurant using your star power.
That I do many times.
How is it tasting, by the way? Really curious.
It's like thick and all that Loki has come up and it's floating up there. Yuck.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. I say that when I have no money, I go to Taj Krishna and Park Hyatt. Because there I can say, hey, I'll send the money later. So when I have money is when I have to go to the regular restaurant. So like the bigger places, no. They're like, okay, ma'am, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it next time. So why else do you have star power if you can't get movie theater tickets and flight tickets and the best, the, you know, the VIP darshan in a temple? Why else, Ray? We work so hard. We need some perks around.
So the
I completely use all of them. I use my brother's name. I use my dad's name. I use all of their names wherever I need to. Do you know who I am? Yeah, I use that a lot.
The third one is drunk dial the next. Again, I've come to the X part. I think the juice is gonna end by the end of this game.
And not remembered in the morning. And looking at my phone and then you're like shocked, oh my God, I made this call. And then you go to make sure to see that you didn't talk too long and then there is a 12-minute conversation happened. You're like, my God, I don't know what I said. And yeah, and then you handle it with text messages.
So you ever come to know that what was it that I spoke? Or
no, they make sure they tell you, no? Oh, you know, all the things you said last night. I'm like, oh God, it was last night. Leave it alone.
Watched a Shah Rukh Khan film over a Salman Khan film when given an option?
No. I don't know who I would pick. Salman, I don't think anyone has the swag that Salman Bhai has. Like, his swag is just like, but Shah Rukh has always been like a lover boy. But I always felt I would cheat. It was cheating with Amir if I was in love with Shah Rukh. So I kept my loyalties with him until Ranveer Singh came along. And now I don't know who I love more.
Aamir, Ranveer or Salman or yeah.
I'll take the single man, Salman.
Snuck in a guy into the house while parents were asleep.
Never.
Chalo, finally there's something. You don't have to sit.
Never. That boy would have been chopped to pieces along with my side and put in a bonfire outside my house. You have no idea. Like, and barbecued me.
Left the movie midway from theaters. Oh, you have. Which one?
I can't tell. They're all my friends' movies and I still want to be friends with them.
First kiss even before you turned a teenager.
I had five people around me everywhere I went. So I didn't have a chance. And I went to a girls' school most of the time, so.
Okay. Have you ever used the gents' toilet because the queue in ladies was too long?
In Goa, dude, all the time. All the time, even now. I have no shame. I'll say, excuse me and go in. If you gotta go, you gotta go.
So then what was the reaction? The recent one when you used a gents toilet, then what was the reaction? How do you deal with it?
The men opened the door for me.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they also understand. Yeah. When you're in confidence and you're desperate, the boys understand. They're like, please go. I'll stand outside.
Okay. Actually, this is going to be my last question. Did you lie to me in this segment?
No.
I trust you.
I did not. I should have, but I did not. Koimoi.com